Affordable health coverage is now available in Washington State. Better Health Together is a nonprofit organization offering free one-on-one assistance to help you explore your options, understand discounts and tax credits, and apply for coverage. We have 250 trained professionals throughout Eastern Washington ready to help you apply for coverage. To learn more about this free service and your insurance options, call Better Health Together at 509-321-7500. 509-321-7500.
Spokane listens when business talks. Welcome to Business Talks, the region's only local business radio talk show with your host, Kent Adams. Business Talks is brought to you in part by Spokane Teachers Credit Union. Now, let's get down to business with Business Talks.
And good day to you. This is Kent Adams, and I'm really pleased today to have a guest. You know, you've heard me talk before about the importance of education and so forth, and we are so fortunate in Spokane to really be a college town. When you think about the community colleges, and we'll talk, that's what we're going to talk about today, but then we, you know, GU, that great university with a lousy football team, and then Whitworth and Eastern Washington University, and you go on, and there's some private other things going on too. But we are a college town. I think someone told me 20 years ago, 10 or 12% of our population attends a university or advanced education, if you will. And having come and been a product of the Southern California market, we just have great facilities and educators, professors, and leaders. And so I'm really pleased to introduce our guest for today. She is a president, and she is the president of Spokane Falls Community College, and her name is Dr. Gullickson. So you've had a bit of an education to be a doctor, right?
I have. I have an undergraduate degree in psychology and sociology.
Uh-oh, I'm in trouble this half hour, I can tell.
Absolutely, I've already analyzed, you can't. I have a master's degree in rural sociology and my doctorate's in higher education policy and administration.
Wow. Yeah. Now, how long have you been at SFCC?
I have been the president at SFCC since July 1st, 2012, so
okay.
About 3 years.
Right.
I came to Spokane 5 years ago in September as the what's now called the provost for the community college system in Spokane.
And what is a provost for those of us
that
have heard the
question.
Term? But
yes. And a provost is different depending upon what the leader wants them to do.
Okay.
But the provost often does some of the operational side of the academic, especially the academic, and sometimes the student services that the institutions present. So,
wow.
But yes, and then the Spokane Falls job opened. It was nationally advertised. I nationally competed, and I got it. And I'm very, very happy.
Yeah.
Very blessed to be there.
Yeah. Let's talk a little bit. You know, I mentioned that we're a college town. And I don't mean that in a sense like you might look at Pullman where, you know, it's a college town because of WSU and so forth. But a college town because we care about our education here and so many folks are involved. First of all, I'm a product of a junior college. Mm-hmm. That's what we called it way back in pretty much the middle of last century, okay? But now we call them community colleges. And they're... In my case, it was a stepping stone. It was a way to economically get my first couple of years done and so forth. And it was close by and all of the other things that go with saving a few dollars and getting a good local education. Today, it does that, but it also really prepares folks for some pretty decent, high-paying jobs.
Absolutely.
Right out of the community college, doesn't it?
It truly does. Community colleges are an interesting phenomenon. There are not many of them in the world. There are some countries trying to develop the system, very few have them as developed as the United States. And they really came out of legislation after World War II, creating the junior college, recognizing that there were returning veterans who needed an education, who needed it quickly and needed it accessible, without a lot of frills that come with a traditional.
Well, going away to college and everything else that you know.
Right.
Yeah.
And so we're very much the no frills colleges in terms of we don't at least at our sites have dormitories or anything like that, but we're very much focused on the education of our students.
Right.
So in the Spokane, in the community college area, we have two community colleges.
Yes.
I'm president of Spokane Falls, which is on the west end of town, and focuses...
You've been hosting some fires out in
that area,
haven't you, recently?
Not close, though, right now.
Yeah.
But
close enough that you smell it.
Absolutely.
Yes. Yeah.
Absolutely. We smell it and we see it, and we just hope everything turns out best for people. But our institution is about two-thirds transfer, so similar to your experience, and one-third what we call career technical, which is one of them, the transfer exits into a university or a college, and the career technical exits to a job.
Okay.
Our sister college, Spokane Community College on Mission, on the east side of town, is two-thirds career technical, so they... are more focused on career technical, and about one-third.
I was trying to remember which one was which, but now, yes.
And at Spokane Community College, there are about twice as many students than at our college, and totally our district serves about 30,000 students a year, so it's a...
30,000?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's big.
That is big.
And it's not just here in Spokane.
No. We serve a 17,000 square mile area, which includes six counties, all the way down to Pullman.
Right.
And all the way up to the Canadian border.
Right.
I also want to comment on that college town thing. You're right. Pullman obviously is a college town, but you're... difference that you were trying to make is really significant here, because many, many of the graduates of all the universities, and particularly the community colleges, stay in the community.
Good point.
So
good point.
It isn't let's educate you and have you move to the west side.
Right.
We educate and the students stay here.
Right.
In our career technical area, we often have at our college and at SCC as well, people who already hold bachelor's degrees
coming
into those programs because they're so high paying.
Right.
Let me give you some examples of what those would be. If I were telling my child what to go to school in, I would surely look at, obviously, the computer area. I would look very much at healthcare, anything having to do with healthcare.
Yes. And you know why? Because you're looking at it. A baby boomer.
Oh.
Okay? I'm the first year baby boomer.
Oh,
so,
no.
And there are a lot following me.
I thought sure you were a Gen Xer.
Oh, no, no, no. Thank you, but no.
But that's a... You're absolutely right. And Spokane being really a primary medical center between here and... Or Seattle and Minneapolis.
It's the most employed thing here in Spokane, and there are more people related to healthcare employed in Spokane when you put together nurses, doctors, and all of the other services and so forth.
Absolutely.
And that's not going to change over the next few decades.
It surely is not. No. And in fact, the role of the non-doctor or the highly educated medical profession is changing as well, creating really more responsibility in those occupations lower in skills and training, but just as
But some
important.
Decent salary,
oh,
decent
gosh,
wages
yes.
too, right?
$60,000-$70,000 to start
in
occupations, and of course anything in the healthcare field is usually pretty well benefited.
Yes, yes.
And so they're very, very good areas. Another area that's very promising in Spokane is the whole area of aviation.
And yes, yes.
Aviation, working with Boeing. Boeing has tens of thousands of jobs they know that will be available in the next decade. And so Boeing is very interested in having the community colleges in this region turn out employers or employees.
How many are staying in the area, though? When you mention Boeing, first thing I think of is Seattle. Okay.
You know, there's a chicken and an egg always in economic development.
Yeah.
And the we don't know which is which.
Yeah.
But if we figure it out, we'll be
Sometimes
geniuses.
It's a turkey, but that's okay.
Well, that's true, too. Yes, we try to avoid turkeys.
Yeah.
Employers like Boeing are looking for a highly skilled workforce.
Right.
And you don't have a highly, you can't do the high skills until you have an employment possibility. Now, I think most people in Spokane leadership and economic development would say that we have a lot of high skill wages or jobs with good wages that are going unfilled.
Yeah.
And so we really, in some ways in Spokane, need to do what we call an education a paradigmatic shift.
Oh, throwing out those big words.
Yes, yes, it's the only one I have today.
So. You doctors, you.
Well, I saw Twitter paid this morning on my dictionary of the day, but I'm not going to use that one.
Oh, okay. Please don't.
Yes, but what's very interesting is we need to match job skills with employers and with prospective employees. One of the other interesting things about Spokane County is there are about 76,000 people in this county who have some post-secondary education,
okay,
but haven't completed.
Right, right.
And that's where the community colleges are very important,
right,
in bringing people back in. And then we fortunately have very good relationships with our transfer institutions.
Sure.
Gonzaga, Eastern, Whitworth,
right,
so that just like you.
So you work together so that they're transferable.
Without
right.
skipping a beat.
Right, right.
One of the things I always talk to parents about is many of our children, in order to go on in their life, will want graduate degrees.
Right.
So I always say, of course I'm self-interested here, but I always say, save on the first 2 years.
Right.
Send it to community college. It
right.
saves about $9,000 over what it would cost to go to Eastern, for
okay.
example,
okay.
for 2 years. And then help the students once they get to graduate school and have huge expenses
yes.
and incur
yes.
debt.
Right.
And also the other thing I often say is you're more likely to be taught by a PhD at a community college in your first 2 years than you would at University of Washington.
Because you're getting a teacher's assistant or
right.
something like that.
Right.
Yeah.
In fact, the first class I taught was at a university with 330 students in it, and I was in my second semester of a master's program.
Okay.
So,
yeah.
And we have PhDs from Berkeley and Ohio State and
nice.
Very reputable institutions.
Right. Let me ask the question, and we're going to take a quick break, but maybe I'll ask the question and let you mm-hmm. think about it. But with the changing of economics and the changing, I mean, we've become so technical in the last 5 or 10 years and so forth, and different jobs have gone away. They no longer need people, and because electronics or mechanical things are doing them and so forth. I'm going to guess, and we'll talk about this when we come back, I'm going to guess that there's a lot of retraining,
mm-hmm.
and so that mm-hmm. your student base is probably still older than what we might think of just popping out of high school into the
Absolutely.
Community college. Yeah, okay. I thought maybe I wasn't too far off. We'll be back. We'll be back to talk with Dr. Gullickson, president of SFCC here in town, and we'll talk to her when we come back.
Here's a simple way to stay connected on the go. Join KHQ on Facebook and Twitter and be a part of the conversation. Just like KHQ Local News on Facebook or follow us on Twitter before your next stop. Experience why more people follow KHQ Local News than any other station in the Inland Northwest. Be the first to know about breaking news, weather, and all the stories creating a social media swirl. Sign up, sound off, stay connected. KHQ Local News, right now.
I'm Micah Maloney and I own Batch Bake Shop. We bake cookies, muffins, cakes. When we put in the new windows, the neighbor across the street said this was the first time he'd seen glass in the windows in almost 40 years. When SCCU invests in West Central, they invest in me, they invest in this block, they invest in this old building that sat empty for years. And to be able to fill an empty space and turn it into something that's full of people and food and coffee, that's good. See my story at stcu.org/hereforgood.
Well, welcome back. We're having, I think, an interesting discussion. I love to talk about education, and it's so funny. My wife would point at me and say, yes, and I remember, because I met her in high school, I sat behind her in one class and in front of her in another class, and the senior year finally asked her out. And then here we are, 50 years later, and she would remind me that I wasn't the greatest student, okay? I mean, I did okay. The school I went to was a public school in Southern California, and essentially you had to opt out of advanced classes, like you go to LC and some of the local schools, and you can get in, I forget what it's called today, but AP classes and things like that. And pretty much that's what all the classes were. It was 97% of us, mm-hmm. and I think it's still true, went on to post-secondary education, and it's a public school. So education was always, center of our lives, but I was always interested in something else, okay, including my wife, and who wasn't my wife then, of course, and all the other things. I become really interested in education in my later part of life because I see the value it brings. And how do we transfer that to young people and others today? I wish I knew then what I know now in terms of the value, even though my parents, you know, would drum it into me constantly, but it was always fun to do something else. And it is so important, isn't it?
It really is. And to your point, many of our students are...
Yeah, I'm going to get you a little closer to the mic so we hear you a little better.
Many of our students are mid-20s.
Okay.
That's the average age to late 20s.
Where at a university, it's more 18, 19, 20,
yes.
Isn't it?
Although at Spokane Falls, we do have a fair number of students right out of high school.
Sure.
Whose parents are making a budgetary, economically
right.
wise decision.
Right, a wise decision. I was going to say, good
yes.
point. Yeah.
It's an interesting thing. We tend to think in this world that everyone develops at the same time and everyone is ready to learn at the same time.
Good point.
It truly is not correct. And while our local secondary institutions are doing fabulous work, our school districts are doing fabulous work in terms of saying to students there's more beyond high school, some students just aren't emotionally or intellectually prepared at
right.
that point.
Right.
And so even though you and I are very smart at our old ages, we may not have been that smart at our younger ages.
Yeah.
Willing to hear it, yes.
Yeah.
And so at my college, for example, we have people who have dropped out of high school and are 17 years old in college classes, and
okay.
we have people who are more our age and coming back to college, and sometimes for enlightenment and oftentimes for a career change. And so... I think the message, rather than do it now, although that's a good message, go to college when you're ready,
right.
or when you can, is college is never closed to you. College is always available to you, matter what your age is or your economic situation.
And haven't all the studies shown over the years that extra education beyond high school? I mean, we used to think 50 years ago, especially in rural areas, that if you got through high school, you would have a living on the farm or the ranch and mechanical kinds of things. You could, you know, work somewhere and learn and so forth. The world has changed. You need to have that post-secondary, don't you?
Absolutely. Now, there
yeah.
are exceptions, of course.
Right,
but
right.
most of them are older. And here's what I've experienced in my own life. I used to do, many years ago, career counseling.
Okay.
And I would talk to people who wanted to change their careers. And the hardest cases, Kent, were those people who had high paying wage, and something happened.
Okay, yes,
and they had
yes.
no education, and they may have been injured, the plant may have closed,
right.
they may have had a special economic situation, and they had no options.
That is so true. And we can think of people we know
absolutely
too, can't
and it's
we?
It's heartbreaking.
Yeah, it is.
And it takes a tremendous amount of courage for that person to go back and take a math class and an English class, and they do, and they're often extremely successful. One of the other things I'll say too is that you have to get in the groove of education. So
yeah.
sometimes students start and it doesn't go as well as they think it should,
yeah.
and they leave.
Yes, yes.
And
give up too soon.
Exactly.
Right.
And the reality is all colleges, universities, and especially community colleges have great support for students to get them through. Our number one priority for them is graduation.
Right, right. What are some of the real education needs here in the Spokane region?
We, as I said earlier, we desperately need the healthcare industry to have highly educated, highly skilled employees, and that's a need that we continue to try
right.
to meet. I think Boeing and other high-tech industries would love to do more work on this side of the state,
okay.
but really need to be convinced that the workforce is prepared. We also, I think you mentioned earlier, have a training arm that does upskilling for for employees that a current incumbent worker can come in and learn new trades and new skills, get certifications in certain areas. Logistics is a very interesting area. The whole idea of how you move product around the country, and that's quite a hub in this area. We have a high need for finance and business in this area.
Okay.
Those jobs are increasingly paying better and better, and it's really a good occupation for folks who are interested in not being in a trade and yet probably not getting a bachelor's degree.
Yeah, but some of the trades are paying quite well.
Oh, the trades pay very well.
Yeah.
Welders, of course, are always the example, but they should be.
Right.
Welders are paid very well, and there's a need for high-skilled welders in this community.
If you're welding, you just got to stick to it.
Yes.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, that was a tungsten and in the cheek. But there are occupations in this community that pay very well. But to your point earlier, very few that pay without post-secondary education.
Right.
Another area that we serve a lot of in this community is veterans.
Okay.
A lot of folks coming out of Fairchild or relocating here it here.
Yes.
They stay here.
Yes.
But they know they need training and education. So we have at our campus between 300 and 400 veterans.
Oh, wow.
Yes, and we're absolutely delighted.
And you treat them better than the VA.
No comment.
Okay.
But we love our veterans
yes.
because they bring so much to our campuses in terms of their experience.
And it says a lot about our veterans, and many of them have been around the world, okay, in war zones and not, and so forth, that they decide to come back and stay in Spokane.
You know,
that's a high compliment.
It is. And the other thing we have a lot of, even in the Community Colleges of Spokane employees, are retired veterans
yes.
who return and start working in our
right.
community. And what a treasure trove of skills and abilities.
One of the things we talk about on a program, actually it's called Startup Spokane with
yes.
the folks
mm-hmm.
that
mm-hmm.
are do that from Vista and the Startup GSI and so forth, is the entrepreneurial spirit, and I mean, we're creating some great things here in Spokane, and some of them are sold around the world. You know, and don't necessarily even have a market here, but some great things being created. How does SFCC, how do the community colleges fit into that?
Well, that's a great question. And I find it very intriguing that we have many people like yourself who came from California, have a business in California, but live here because they enjoy the quality of life.
Right, right.
I have two examples of how we support that.
Okay.
Spokane Community College, with the help of Avista and a lot of other people, runs an entrepreneurial center.
Yes, yes.
Which actually helps students develop business plans from concept to all the way to developing financing. And we're very proud of that. And
right.
we have both short-term possibilities and we have a little longer-term education possibility there.
Now, is that at your campus or is
That's
it SF?
Spokane Community
okay,
College.
Okay.
And our college is launching next winter an applied baccalaureate degree in business management.
Ah, okay.
And we are specifically gearing that to healthcare and manufacturing, but anyone, of course, is welcome. And that's a working man's and working woman's degree. We want people who are employed now who want to come back and get that credential so that they can advance in their career. The other bachelor's we are starting in the fall is in IT. So
we're very
proud of that.
Yeah. You know, when you mentioned earlier, we talked about the healthcare area and teaching to that. I'm going to guess, based on my past experience, that it's not done in a vacuum with a bunch of professors sitting around and, you know, what does healthcare need? I'm going to guess that the community colleges continue to involve those, deeply involve those from the healthcare community in terms of what some of the latest techniques are and what the needs are too, right?
Spokane Community College and Spokane Falls Community College are the second largest providers of healthcare education outside of Miami-Dade.
Wow.
So we are huge into
that.
Yeah,
no kidding.
Field. We could not do it with our industry partners. They serve us in a variety of ways. One is they sit on our advisory committees.
Right.
Another is they do our accreditation and say you're good enough or you're not good enough.
Okay.
Those are really important check marks.
Yes.
A third is that they provide practicum and clinical sites, which all of our healthcare occupations require, and that's hugely problematic somewhat for those sites, but they partner with us, and they're really wonderful. A fourth is they give us equipment.
Yes.
They donate supplies to us.
So that you're not working on equipment from 1948,
yes, right? Right.
And teaching them that versus, yeah.
Right.
And we've all seen that happen.
Absolutely.
You know, that what's left for the college, whether a community or a university, is someone told me they took their nephew to Eastern Washington University to show them the TV department, and they didn't even have high def.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Is right. You know, not terribly impressive.
No.
But sometimes that's what's left and given, you know, is... And you need the current stuff. Otherwise, you're not teaching to what's happening today
and
tomorrow.
I can tell you, as president of the college, that's probably my first priority, is to get the right equipment and the highly skilled faculty in that classroom for our career technical, as well as our transfer program. Because, honestly, this is a secret. When it comes down to it, the quality of education is what happens in the classroom or the laboratory.
Right.
While I like to say it's me, it's not.
No,
it's
no,
the
you're
teacher
right.
and the student.
Oh, absolutely. And we can all think of teachers, even back in junior high, that motivate you. I mean, I go back to my love of country and the Constitution and all of that to a, and I, again, I told you, I was not the greatest student. But the teacher I have and I had, and I can't think of her name now, was so engaging and so good that I really, you know, I sat up and took notice, and I remember that class more than anything else I've taken over the years, because that professor, that teacher, motivated her class, and I got, on the essay, I got an A. And I did not get very many A's, doctor. But, I mean, that is so true. What can happen in terms of motivating
Absolutely.
The thinking? It's not so much passing on the information. It's motivating the student, isn't it?
Passion for the discipline.
Yeah.
I know we're short on time, but I want to leave you with one thing.
Great.
I read yesterday a national study about what keeps people high in the well-being list, how they feel about their lives. There are three top ones. One is love. Another is gratefulness, and the third is love of learning, lifelong.
Yes, yes, yes. I spend more time reading and doing things that, again, I wish I had done years ago, but yeah, it's...
And that's why we welcome everyone at community college.
That's great. Thank you for coming in today and talking about great things that are going on. If people want to learn more or register for fall or winter or whatever, I don't know what those dates are, but obviously you have a website.
Yes, we do. And September 4th is our fall application deadline.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Well, my gosh, 30 days away here.
Yes, exactly.
It's coming up fast, isn't it?
Yes, so we look forward to those apps.
Right. All right, thank you very much.
Yes,
Dr. Janet Gullickson, president of Spokane Falls Community College, and we're going to have you back later in the fall, and maybe you could bring one of the professors or students or something.
I would love to.
That would be fun, I think, to hear from that experience.
I would love to.
Thank you very much.
Business Talks is produced in Spokane, Washington by SpokaneTalksOnline.com, which is solely responsible for its content. Ask a question, recommend a guest, and hear this program again online anytime at SpokaneTalksOnline.com. Business Talks is brought to you in part by Spokane Teachers Credit Union. Business Talks wishes you good business and a good day.
To help you be safe, Washington state law requires you to call 811 two full business days before you plan, for example, to dig, drill, plow, pull from, or pound anything into the ground. Be prepared to provide the operator with the correct address, cross street, and the description of your work. You must mark the dig area with white paint. The operator will inform you of the utilities notified of your impending excavation. Wait for all their marks. Be safe and dig with care.